Hi friends, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mama.Wife Life podcast. I am your hostess, Brittany, and each week we will be gabbing, bragging, and unpacking about life. So grab yourself a drink, get yourself comfortable, and get ready to be inspired. Hey, so this is, I don't even know what episode this is. I think it's episode 6. This episode is going to be about, I don't even know what to even, like, where to even begin with this. I am going to be talking about the expectations of mothers this day and age. You're expected to do every single thing under the sun, including take care of your family and make sure that, you know, you're a size zero and that your house is clean and you are eating 100% organic, except when you do 100% organic, you end up having a grocery bill that's like $500. And let's just be honest here, the way that things are in this world, we are barely surviving unless you are one of the select few that have some fantastic job that you get to make lots of money and not have to worry about your day-to-day life. Being a mom and making the choice to stay home was very, very, very difficult because I enjoyed working. I was a line cook in a factory. For a long time, I kind of bounced around from cooking jobs, but that was my job I was in before I had my oldest. And that was all fine and great. But I think the choice to stay home, at first it was great. I got a year off. It was wonderful. And then I ended up getting pregnant again. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to have to stay home again because going to work was not a realistic option for me because I just stayed home and I didn't really do anything. And going to work, going back and working in a kitchen is not going to make me enough money. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. Going back and working in a kitchen, making minimum wage and paying somebody else close to $2,000 a month to watch my child was not an option. I did not have that type of luxury and or money flow. So I decided to stay home. And I think the mom guilt of feeling like a garbage, not being able to, you know, have the money flow that if I wanted to just like take off and go to Toronto, then I could. Or if I wanted to take off and go shopping and buy a bunch of stuff, then I could. And with the lifestyle that we lived, like we have always gotten by with a lot less than what we need. Like we have never been the type of people to be like, oh, well, we need to live above our means. Like that's not who we are. And so I know my kids are young and I know that they don't really notice and or understand the whole people that brag and show off and like wanna be like, oh, I got to go away on a trip and I got to do this. And it's like, as a parent, hearing other parents kind of gloating about it, and I don't know if they even necessarily know if they're gloating, but the fact that it's like they're like low-key bragging, it gets like under my skin. It really, really, really does, because as a mom, you're dealing with so many other obstacles and then you're hit with this like surprise one that you didn't even expect that was going to be a thing, is the whole, holy fuck, I feel like I'm failing as a mom. And it's like, be honest with you, you're not failing as a mom. That is like not even remotely close to the truth. But you tell yourself that. You will sit there and you self-talk yourself in so many different aspects of, you know, well, I could be doing this and I could be doing that and I should be doing better. And it's just like we are our own worst enemies when it comes down to ourselves and our mental health. And I think that when I figured out that I had postpartum rage and anxiety, I didn't really have depression too bad. But the fact that that kind of played into it, because I would get anxious. I'm also ADHD, and so I get like manic phases where I get really antsy and I have to like clean and I have to go do stuff and I just feel like I'm going to be running out of my skin. And so staying at home when I'm going through those manic phases, because sometimes I feel like I don't want to do much, I feel guilty because I'm like, oh my God, we've watched, you know, 3 seasons of Paw Patrol and, you know, we have sat on the floor and ate some Cheerios today because that's all I could do. And then you would see these people on social media, or you talk to other parents, and they're like, oh yeah, I had a shower, and I went to the gym, and I had my special vegan shake. And I'm like, vegan shake? I sat here and I ate like just straight bacon for breakfast, so that's what I had, right? Because that's the reality of it. I remember so many times where I would wake up and I would be like, oh shit, I'm just gonna make some bacon or have sausages and mustard for breakfast, because that's what I would do. And I would get food on my shirt. I was just literally the picture of a hot mess express. Like that has basically been me for the last solid 3 years. My husband, he worked out of the house, so I felt so resentful towards him, because he did go to work and he got to go and see other adults and interact with them. And it made me resent him almost, in a sense. And it's not because I was like, oh, I'm so mad at him. And it's just more like, I wanted to go out. I wanted to go see people. I wanted to hang out with people. And I wanted to have the like water cooler chit chat chin wag, where you get to go and be like, oh, did you hear about Susie and whoever, or like, you know how people just gossip, because let's just be honest here, people gossip, right? And it's kind of enjoyable to go and just talk to other people about what's going on, because when you're at home and you have kids, you're like having conversations with an 18-month-old who can't talk, like he doesn't have much to say, and then he's screaming at you and he's yelling and he's pulling at you and you're just like, oh my God, stop touching me. Quit bothering me. Holy mother of Jesus, my skin is crawling off. Oh, you want a boob? Super. I haven't had a shower in 3 days, but okay, that's fine. I'll just continue to just coast along life and it's no big deal. Like that is like the epitome of momhood. But it's like you go onto social media and you see all these women, they're like, look at me. Oh, perfect picture, perfect clean house. I was like, okay, and how long did it take you to get that house clean? Because I know I don't have money for somebody to come clean my house, especially since we moved. I have just completely lost all motivation to do anything. And I don't know if it's just because it's the Christmas funk. Like, you get so much stuff going on over Christmas holidays, and then you end up all of a sudden having this halt. That's a good word, halt. Like, you just stop. And everything, like, now you have nothing to do. Whereas, like, a few weeks ago, it was, like, every other day, it was, like, had a plan, had to do this, had to do that, had to prepare for this, had to prepare for that. And then January, you're, like, well, I have eaten, like, my body weight in deliciousness of turkey and stuffing and dessert. Like, oh, the dairy-free ice cream, because I'm dairy-free, so the small dairy-free containers that we buy, they do not last here. That is sometimes a sitting for me. Like, I will just sit down and I will wait till it's just a little bit melted, and then I will smash it. I will just eat it, and I regret absolutely nothing when it comes to it. I'm like, yeah, I'm having a day, or I'm having a week, or better yet, I've been having a year. So I just kind of find myself in the muck of things when January starts. It's just like, Jesus, what's next? Because January ends up being, I swear to God, the longest month ever. And then you have tax time, which is always fun. And then I swear to God, it's from like the end of January until April is this like time where it's like, it doesn't feel like time's moving, because you have Christmas, you have New Year's, and then you're like, okay, January, we're gonna, you know, go out and we're gonna start going to the gym, which I don't do. I'm not going to the gym. There's no gymming of any kind over here. And then you hit February, and at that point you've kind of fallen off your wagon of like, I'm gonna do good, because everyone does it, right? Every January, I'm gonna change myself. And I've been telling myself this leading up to January, is that like, we're not going to make these big leaps and bounds and these big, quick, fast decisions about like, I'm going to change this and I'm going to do that. I am taking this year to get back in touch with me. I'm not going to try and please anybody. I'm not going to try and kowtow to people. I'm going to try and just learn to be okay with myself and be okay with having a bad day. Like, I'm learning to communicate, which is kind of what's making things a lot easier for me, is having a podcast like this, being able to communicate, because I don't know, like maybe 5 of you are listening. Maybe there's 100 of you. I don't really know. But learning to communicate and talk things out, because with my husband, he's dealing with a whole bag of worms. He has me. He has 2 little humans that drive him up the wall. Like me alone, it just like, funny story. I have Time Hop on my phone. And so I was looking at it and it popped up and it was like, oh, like 6 years ago. And it was like, happy anniversary. And I called my husband and I was like, so amongst all of our crazy life, apparently we have lost a year, because we were both like, yeah, we've been together for 5 years. No, we've been together for 6 years we've been together. And when I told him that, he was just like, wow, and we're both still alive. I was like, yeah, but the only thing that we have gained is, well, not the only thing, because children are wonderful, but we've gained children and he has gained a butt ton of gray hair. And I'm sure it has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that I am just a handful to deal with, right? Like, I have to give him props, because he has a lot of patience, and I can only imagine how difficult it is for him to deal with me and 2 children and dealing with my ups and downs, because I will totally just like have a moment of just want to like word vomit all over him and be like, I feel so bad. I want to have the money to go out and do this stuff. And I feel really bad because I'm at home and I live in yoga pants. And I end up being like, you know, this is what mom guilt is. It's like, I feel like I don't do anything. And I feel like I'm not doing anything with myself. And it's like, I'm doing stuff. Like I'm keeping 2 humans alive. So that's pretty friggin' significant. So if that's all I do in a day, like high five to me, because that's important. But I think that with the way society is and the hustle and bustle, we are always having to feel like we need to be moving forward. We need to be moving and grooving and doing things and trying to change our lives, which like, it's great if that's something that you can do. Like, but for me, I just, the expectation of trying to do all of these things for myself was just a bit much. Like, I found that I was like a hamster in a wheel, right? I'm trying to run, and I'm trying to, you know, get ahead and do all this stuff. And then it's like, who in God's green earth am I trying to impress with all of this nonsense? Because nobody cares. No one's keeping tabs. No one's scoring me on how I'm living life. I told that to my husband. I said, you know, it doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't matter if I wear my PJs all day. Like, as long as, like, obviously everyone's kept, like, taken care of and, you know, I'm not, like, losing my mind or whatever. You know, then I did good that day. I did good. I got up. I had coffee. I took care of my kids. I cleaned up. We read books. We played. But I did it in my PJs. And that's not going to make me less of a productive human. And it shouldn't make me feel like garbage. Even though it does make me feel much better when I do get up and have a shower. I find that when I get up and I have a shower and I get myself ready, I feel good. But it's like, I get up and I have a shower and I'm like, I'm going to put on my new yoga pants, because my other yoga pants are yesterday's yoga pants. So I'm finding I'm like just rotating black pants, right? Because every mom has like, welcome to my drawer of 1500 different yoga pants. They're all the same. Yep. All of them, they are. And oh, wait, here are my summer ones. They go down to the knee, right? It's interesting becoming a mom, because when I was not a mom, I was going out, I was clubbing, I was partying, I was doing all of the things. And then I found out that I was pregnant, and it was like my whole entire world just got flipped right upside down. And it was like, all right. So we're going to do a complete 360 here, and we're going to just go into mom mode. And I feel like I've been in mom mode for 3 years. And so I've recently started to do things for myself, like doing a podcast, because again, I want to connect with other parents. Because if you're having a shitty day, I can guarantee you that there is 100 other people, moms, caregivers, parents, strangers, non-parents, having a shitty day too. But I don't want people to feel like they're alone. I think that's the whole point of doing this podcast, because being home, taking care of children is the absolute most loneliest thing I have ever done in my life. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's, I love my little humans and they are fantastic, but sometimes I just need a mental minute. And when my husband's working in Toronto and he's not home and I have nowhere to escape, I'm like, I'm gonna go pee. And that worked really good to go like hide in the washroom and have like a washroom break and have like a minute of just quiet and no one grabbing me. But now my oldest can open up doors. So now I'm in there and I'm like, I'm gonna take a poop. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be quiet. No one's gonna touch me or grab at me. And now then I hear like slap, 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 slap. And then I hear, mommy, mommy, open the door. I don't know why my son has an English accent, but apparently he does. And then he opens the door and I'm sitting there and I'm on the toilet. I'm like, dude, like I'm going to the washroom. And then his brother comes in and now they're just hanging out. And I'm like, I am seriously sitting here going to the washroom and you guys want to be like right up in my grill. My youngest one, who's 18 months old, is like, milk, milk. I'm like, I'm literally pooping. I'm pooping right now. And you want to nurse? Like, I don't, if that's not love, I don't know what is, because I can tell you guaranteed there is nobody in this earth that I would be like, oh, let me sit on your lap while you take a poop. But kids, they love you like that. And so that's what makes days, when you're having a bad day, and I'm sure it drives you crazy, just like it drives me crazy, where you're like, oh my God, I just want a minute. And then when you think about like the hilarity of it, right? Like last night, my oldest was going to the washroom on the potty and he had to come over and he has his pants down, a potty full of disgusting poop. And he's telling me about how he poo-pooed and he's excited because he poo-pooed. And he has his rubber boots on and I'm like, oh my God, like I could not stop laughing because I'm like, this is what parenting is like, having these little humans. Like my sister said to me, she said, like, having toddlers is like having built-in comedians, because out of the mouth of babes, you'll never get anything more honest and truthful than that, because that's just who they are, right? They say it like they see it. They just shoot straight from the hip. They're like, if I toot or fart, my oldest will be like, oh, mom, you tooted. I'm like, yes, I did. And he calls me out on it. And I'm just like, you're 3 years old. I'm just like, you're already starting this nonsense. I cannot wait for the sarcasm to come, because I'm sarcastic and his father is very sarcastic. So we're probably going to be in for a heaping amount of trouble when it comes to the sarcasm table, because his younger brother, he's like the showstopper, right? Because he's just a little monkey. My oldest is very shy, but once he gets comfortable, then he wants to show off and whatnot. But my youngest, he is the troublemaker, and it makes things a lot easier when I'm having a bad day and I just want to sit down. Like I've had days where I just sit down and I cry. And I'm like, I'm failing. I'm so like, I feel so terrible. And I, you know, I wanted to take the kids out to the park today and I didn't take them and I'm crying. And then they come up to me, both of them, and they give me a hug and they're like hugging me and patting my back. And they're just like, it's okay. And I'm like, and this is this moment, that like little bit of like, holy shit, I'm not completely screwing these kids up. Because on a regular basis, I'm sure I have thought multiple times that, like, am I screwing these kids up? Am I seriously screwing them up? Because that, like, as a parent, your biggest fear is raising another human to not be a nice person, or that you're just straight up screwing them up. Like, are they going to be needing hours and hours of therapy? Which I'm sure they will. I'm sure of it. But, like when I see these little like parts of being these little tiny humans with these emotions and these feelings and things that melt your heart, because you're like, oh, I'm not screwing up. I'm not making a mistake when I'm doing okay. And these kids are learning and they're appreciating and they're loving. And that's all of the wonderful bag of life and stuff that you want. That's what you want out of life. You want those moments where you're like, oh my God, I'm not screwing them up. They love me. They actually love me. Even when I lost my mind and screamed at them over something that I shouldn't have, they still love me. And that makes all the difference when you have those moments, because when you're having a bad day and you're feeling bad about stuff and you're, you know, feeling guilty because you have to go to work or you, whatever it may be, like you, maybe you have separated from your partner and you have to drop your kids off at your partner's house and you feel guilty about that. Like all of those things, like you're just, they watch you and how you react to things, right? So if you got yourself together and you can learn from your mistakes, because there has been many times where I have lost my cool and I have had to apologize to my two-year-old because he doesn't understand. He doesn't know why I'm having a bad day or why I'm feeling, because my emotions and the things that I'm going through end up getting balled up and rolled out, and then they end up coming out in a way that isn't appropriate and it doesn't fix anything, and it's being completely misdirected at a little human that doesn't know what's going on. Because I, like, you have to think about it. These tiny little people have been on this earth for such a short amount of time, and we have to kind of teach them and show them what's right and wrong, what's a normal reaction to things, what's a normal way to communicate and express yourself. And so that's what, like, I'm constantly having to, like, check myself and be like, listen, myself, like me, you can't, like, you, if you're having a bad day and you want to throw something, you just can't throw, you can't throw shit. You can't, because I have a little human that's a sponge and he's going to see every single thing that I do. And if he sees me losing my cool and smashing things and breaking things, and he's going to do the exact same thing. And hell, he already does that now with his trucks. Like, oh my goodness, he was smashing his trucks all over the place. And I'm just, all I'm thinking is I'm glad that I have the ability to kind of recognize my behaviors, because when I was younger, that'll be a whole other episode. But when I was younger, I was a handful. I did so many different terrible things, and I came out of that on the other side, and I have learned from everything that I have done. But when I was younger, I had really poor coping skills. Really, really, really poor. I wasn't good at communicating. I wasn't good at explaining things. I would get all bent out of shape. And I found that a lot of my anxiety and my stresses and stuff that was going on with me had to do with the fact that I was having anxiety, and my anxiety had to do with my environment or situations, and I wasn't properly putting in boundaries and, like I said, communicating and saying, like, hey, I don't want to do this. But I also think I felt, because I was younger, that if I said, like, I don't want to do this, or I don't want to be here, or I don't want to be around these people, I didn't know if I was going to be allowed or accepted to vocalize that, because all of this new age stuff that, like, you're seeing in 2020, where the kids have, like, a voice, back in the day when we were growing up, you could talk, but the adults didn't always listen. And that's the honest to God truth. They would listen, but they didn't hear you. They would listen to what you're saying, and they would just kind of be like, yeah, you're a kid, whatever, and they would let you talk, and then they would just kind of, like, shoo you off. And I think that right now we have this interesting time where we have a lot of these children that have been brought up and they've been taught to have a voice and to how to speak and how to stand up for themselves and how to, like, lay groundwork to feel comfortable expressing when they don't want to do something. And I think that that had a huge, like, that was a huge impact for me when I was growing up, not having the proper tools. Because again, when I was born in 1988, so when I'm 31, so in the 90s, like 95, 96, 97, like, that wasn't something that people talked about. That was not a conversation people were having on a regular basis. And I think that having kids and being stressed out about, like, am I, like, I want to make sure I teach them how to communicate and how to talk and how to know that they're allowed to be upset. So, like, when my oldest is having a meltdown, I tell him, like, you are absolutely allowed to be upset. And when you're done being upset and you want a hug, I will hug you. Like, I allow him to go through his emotions, because if I don't allow him to go through his emotions and go through his ups and his downs and his sideways and his backwards and all around, He's going to bottle it. And he's going to bottle it and he's going to blow. He is 3 years old. There is not a chance in hell a three-year-old should have to bottle up their emotions. Because if us as adults don't want them to express themselves, that's on us. That's an us problem, not a them. Because they're learning, they're trying, they want to talk to us. It's just we're so busy, we don't want to. We're so busy on our phones. Like, as a parent, how many times are your kids talking to you and you're playing on your phone? You're on your phone looking at Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, looking up recipes, doing whatever, and you're telling your kid to hang on a second, which I do the same thing. But then, like, I reflect on it, and that's where my mom guilt comes in, and I'm like, oh, fuck, like, I'm not giving him the proper attention, and I really need to try and make a better effort in showing up for them when they need my 100% focus. And that's, again, that's something that I have to work on. And I don't know if you as a parent find that that's something you need to work on too, but I know for me, that's something that I need to be more present for. I need to make sure that I'm giving them my undivided attention when they want. And like, yes, it can be frustrating when they want to get your attention 800 times and then they just want to talk about their booger, right? And so I understand that. It can be a little much. You're like, yes, you've told me that your booger is green 800 times. I get it, right? But then just like maybe try diverting them, because that's what I've been starting to do. Because like, yeah, I will get agitated with them. I'm like, okay, I get it. Yes, I understand. And then they want to, it's like they hyper-focus. They want to like, but, and they want to like keep talking. And so I'm like, you know what? Let's go build a train set. Let's go do that. And then my son's like, oh, the train set. And so, and I kind of like change his direction and stuff to another area, because if we don't kind of slowly start moving our way through life and kind of learning to just enjoy the moment and soak it up, it's going to go by. It's going to go by real fast. And one of these days you're going to wake up and you're going to be like, I don't have babies. My son's going to school in September, and there's days where I'm like, can I take him now? Am I allowed to just like drop him off and be like, okay, bye. Bye. See you. But then I have days and I'm like, oh my God, my baby's going to school. And then I like ugly cry. I spent like a whole day ugly crying because I had to register him for school the other day. I was like, he's so big now. He's going to be in college like next week. And my husband's like, you are very dramatic. I'm like, yes, that's why you married me. I keep things interesting. Duh. So, sorry, I just had a drink of water. But yeah, that's kind of where I've been going with this entire thing, this episode, I guess, is just wanting to talk about all of this because I've been thinking about it and it's been getting me really riled up thinking about how the mom guilt and the mom pressure and the guilt that and the pressure we put on ourselves that isn't even there. No one else is putting those weights on our shoulders. It's us. We're doing it to ourselves. Because like I said, no one's keeping score. And to be quite frank with you, if someone is taking the time and they're going to like try and judge me on stuff, like then I guess they're perfect. Because every single person on this earth is far from perfect. Everyone has mistakes. Everyone has screw ups. There is not a single super mom in the world, because if there's a super mom, she might be super at being a mom, but she might be failing at something else, right? Like I am far from being a super mom and I'm far from being a super wife. Like I'm just like mediocre. keep the expectations low, right? My kids get food and my husband gets his laundry washed and put away. And by put away, I mean, he gets it put into his own separate basket. So he's not digging through four other baskets. He gets his own basket, because that is my least favorite thing to do. My God, the housework and the laundry and the folding. I did laundry last night and I have laundry currently sitting in my dryer right now. And I'm just hoping that the little dryer elves will come and fold it for me. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think I'm SOL on that, on that front. So I just, yeah, it's, I'm hoping it gets easier as they get older, because I can't wait for them to be both talking and being able to tell me stories, because they, like, they both want to communicate so much right now. My oldest wants to tell me all of his stories, and like, my God, his brain is just so, like his imagination is just amazing, and I'm so jealous, because as adults, our imagination is not that great. Yeah, we have imagination, but to sit down and try and imagine, you know, driving through like things of fire and dinosaurs and stuff, like we grow out of it, right? I feel like my kids are indigo kids. I don't know if you guys have ever heard that term, but I feel like they are indigo kids, because they're very in tune and in touch with themselves, more so than what we, like my generation was. I've read a bunch of books and done a bunch of research on it myself. But if you haven't, you should check it out. Indigo Kids, what's the other one? I can't think of the name right now. I don't know. I will think of it and post it in the link or in the comments below. So, but I think that that is going to be the end of our show today. Thank you very much for joining us, and well, us by, I mean me. do me a humongous favor. If you could like, comment, share, that would be fantastic. And I am looking forward to seeing you next week, because it's going to be the husband-wife episode. So be prepared for that one, folks. All right? Have yourself a wonderful evening. Bye.